The New Zealand Minister of Defence, Pēnei Henare, joins us now. Morena, Minister, with the runway clear, could the Hercules leave today?
That's the expectation, is that we thought that Thursday would be the day that we'd be able to get our Hercules over there. There is a couple of diplomatic things that we need to clear off with the Tongan government, but that Hercules is ready to go.
What priority aid supplies will be on that flight?
Without a shadow of a doubt, it's water. Water and food is certainly the thing that the Tongan government is telling us that they need the most. On our ships, we'll be able to send some of those more bigger supplies, but in the immediate need, it's water and food. What we know, though, is once that airport's open, we can make flights regularly, so we'll be able to send more and more aid over the coming days.
Could be looking at daily aid flights then?
Yes, my understanding is that they can do up to two if we push the Hercules, and the loading at this end is done efficiently. But we'll be looking to do it as regularly as possible and as regularly as needed, but of course keeping our people safe too.
A P3 Orion did a second surveillance flight yesterday over Tonga and also part of Fiji. What's the update from that?
So they arrived home safely. Those images, and this is the way that those surveillance flights are conducted, we discuss with the government, and those images are released to both the Tongan government and the Fijian government. I haven't had a chance yet today, but I expect that this morning I'll get my eyes on the images captured by that surveillance flight, and perhaps we'll be able to speak about that more later today, perhaps.
What is happening in terms of the Navy ships? How close are they to arriving?
My understanding as of yesterday afternoon was that they are set to arrive on Friday, so tomorrow. They didn't give me a time, but they just said the conditions for their trip are reasonable, and they expect that they should be making contact there on Friday. But we also have news from the Tongan government that the Queen Salote Wharf and the Vuna Wharf are serviceable, which is a good thing, and that'll allow us to make sure we can hand over those supplies in a contactless way.
Are you expecting that those Navy ships will be moving to some of the outer islands potentially to help with evacuations?
Yes, so the Wellington ship has a Sea Sprite helicopter on it, which will allow it to be able to get onto some of those smaller islands and hopefully service some of those smaller islands, and the supplies can be taken there. So that is my expectation, but of course I'll wait to hear that report from the Defence Force after their arrival to see exactly what kind of operations they'll be doing.
In terms of the flights across some of those outer islands, what information have you been able to get about wharves on some of those more remote locations?
Look, the information is limited, if I'm completely honest with you. We've seen the pictures. Some of the reporting from the Tongan Navy talks about the challenges of being able to service those islands. A couple of the islands yesterday, I understand, have been evacuated. Up to 150 people is my understanding. But look, because of that limited communication, I really can't give a solid picture on to answer your question, sorry.
Is that concerning, though, that 5 days on, the information is still so limited coming out of Tonga?
Most definitely, and you know, I appreciate the anxiety of many of the whānau here in New Zealand and around the world with such a lack of communication. But once our ship gets there, my understanding is that our ship is able to do a heck of a lot more communications through satellite communications, which will be a good thing for us to get more intel, if you like, from Tonga.
What cooperation has there been with the Australian Defence Force? I believe they've sent a Navy ship up as well.
Yes, so we coordinated the surveillance flights while we sent up an Orion, a P3 Orion. They had their surveillance flights in the air so that we were able to cover such a vast area of the Pacific. So that's been really handy for us and the Australian government. My understanding is that they are sending a ship up there with similar supplies as well as some of the rebuilding supplies that Tonga might need in the coming days and possible weeks. My understanding, too, is that they are coordinating with the US, who are looking to send some kind of aid via the ocean, via ship. I'm not too sure which ship, but they are looking towards sending something, and they want to coordinate between New Zealand and Australia.
You mentioned the difficulties with communications before. What update do you have on the progress to restoring better communications with Tonga?
I know that repair cable ship is on its way. My understanding too is that it'll swing into Samoa, where Samoa are wanting to offer some supplies to support the relief effort, and only if that ship can take it. So I think that arrival of that ship is pending. It's in the next 24 to 36 hours, or possibly 24 to 48 hours, and hopefully the sooner that ship can get there, the better. I do understand that in the report that I read last night that some of the communications are up and running on the island. It's the international communication that's really proving difficult here.
Kia ora for your time. That was New Zealand's Minister of Defence, Penny Henare.